This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Colorado lawmakers have to cut roughly $1 billion in state spending, and that means tough choices starting in January. Passing a balanced budget is the only thing lawmakers are constitutionally required to do during their four-month session. Members in both parties say they have serious concerns about the cuts that Governor Polis thinks they should make, and other proposals are in the works. Meanwhile, in D.C., Congress is back, and there's a three-week sprint to close out the year. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports on what could get done.
Topping the list is the annual defense policy bill. The bill, known as the NDAA, has passed Congress every year for more than 60 years, but the House and Senate have different top-line numbers. They'll have 3 weeks to reconcile the difference. The other big to-do item is government funding, which is set to expire on December 20th. Congress will likely pass another temporary spending measure that lasts into the start of the Trump administration. The 2018 Farm Bill is also most likely to get extended as well. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado dairies saw more than $1 billion in cow milk sales last year, and soon the Colorado State University Food Innovation Center in Denver will offer entrepreneurs in the field a space to experiment and develop new products. Center Director Mike Gable says the facility should be running by the new year.
Our dairy lab is going to be great. More people can go and rent that out to make, you know, cheese and ice cream or yogurt.
Companies of all sizes can also put their products through focus groups and other specialized testing. One section is devoted to food safety, including efforts to understand how the recent E. coli outbreak happened and how to prevent others in the future. You're listening to CPR News. It's 6:06.